Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Lumber. Newspaper. Facebook. Sex on me.
I think we got to just cut this show right off the menu, Brian.
Yep, got to 86 it.
86 it. Is that like cool police talk?
No, that's chef talk.
Chef talk. There's no police involved in an 86?
Mm.
God damn it. I forgot to put my gloves on. I don't know.
Is that a police? There's got to be a police call.
We got to 86 them or whatever.
No, 187 is what you're thinking. Murder.
Oh.
Right?
Murder is the case that they...
It's like when there's been a murder, they say there's been a 187.
187, yeah.
Yeah, there was a movie called 187 with Samuel L. Jackson back in the...
Is that Ice Cube? 187 on a motherfucking cop?
No, that's fucking Sublime, dude.
Oh, yeah.
187 on a mother...
Why did I hear it in Ice Cube's voice?
That's fuck the police.
Yeah, I guess it's all mushed up today.
Murder,
oh, well.
Death kill, 187.
Yeah, okay, all right. Got it.
But no, Vaseline.
What are you touching over there? What are you doing?
This is a candy bar.
Okay.
That we got.
Oh, yeah. It was sent in from Brian and Carissa, all children. Thank you so much. Yeah. That is literally the loudest wrapper.
It really is.
It's because it's an old candy bar. What does it say on the front?
It says, wishing you the happiest Christmas. It's Christmas vacation themed.
That is so ridiculous. That's so funny.
When did that movie come out? 90.
It was 89.
89. And they also sent us this goose skull, which is, we have it resting on top of our
sick
our figurines.
That's a
right
real
now.
Goose skull.
That's a real goose skull.
Did they murder it?
I don't know. They 187 it. 187 on a motherfucking goose.
Well, they 86 it off the menu too.
Yep. Well, thank you guys so much. If you guys want to send stuff in,
beak.
What? Instead of duck, beak. If you want to send stuff in, you'll find a link to our P.O. box. It's, dude, I cannot over this fucking wrapper.
What's up?
Is it good? You just took a bite.
It's kind of like a Crunch bar. You want to try it?
Nah, I'll try it. I'll try it later. We'll try it. I'm going to get all cotton mouthy. You have a coffee over there. I do not.
Maybe we should do a podcast instead. And that'd be.
Yeah, that might be good.
Shit. Come on, bitch.
Oh, fucking Zach. Coming in with the jokes.
Carissa, I wonder if she explains everything to Brian.
What do you... Oh, right.
Do you think Carissa explains it all?
Yeah.
Except her name was Clarissa, wasn't it? As soon as I said it, I was like...
That's wrong.
Her name was Clarissa, not Carissa.
I mean, that was close enough.
Yeah.
But the P.O. box is linked in the episode description if you want to send stuff in. Thanks to everybody who does send it in. Because we have
lots of cards and everything,
oh,
too.
Oh, we have so much. So many things. And we continue to decorate Zach's cave. The old Zach cave.
Cards.
I have a quick Switchblade update.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. I wish I was kidding. I truly wish I was kidding, you guys. At this point, it does feel like I'd be just being like, Ma, what can we bring back into the show?
What was this?
Like, what was a really funny thing that we did?
Let me read the text that you sent me first before you tell the story.
Okay.
Fuck, where is it?
Oh, fuck my ass. What else?
Do you know what you said?
Something you're not going to believe what I did?
It was something about... Fuck. I wasn't prepared.
Anyway, so I last second trip, and that's the only thing I'm going to say as a qualifier, where I had about 20 minutes to pack and get out of the house, and I was heading over to Seattle.
You fucking didn't.
And... Don't worry. I mean, I'm happy I didn't get in trouble, but I showed up to the airport and I got my TSA pre-check, and so I have to like take my shoes out or my shoes off and my things out of my bag and whatever TSA pre-check does for you to speed things up. And I'm standing there, and it's not a popular time to be in the Spokane. The Spokane!
Beautiful!
International Airport! Because you have one flight to Canada? Like, is that why it's a... Anyway. So... standing there, and I tap my pockets one last time, and it's just me. No one else is going through TSA.
So you embarrass anybody else?
Just a guy, and apparently a switchblade.
Just a guy and his switchblade?
Yeah. And I'm standing there, and I do a little tap of my pockets before I walk through by myself with no one else in there through the metal detector, and I tap it, and I go, oh my God. and the guy's just like, he's doing this number.
He's in your pocket though?
Yeah, well, it's hooked onto my pocket.
Yeah, there's no excuse for you.
Well, kinda.
No.
I was in a rush. I literally had 20 minutes to pack my shit and get to the airport.
Why did you only have 20 minutes? Because
it was
a
last second choice. It was a last second thing. And I, you know, flying standby and taking off and head over to Seattle. So I do all this shit, and I pack it up, and I run out, and I get there, and I'm standing there, and he's waved me through, and I do a little tap,
You're
and
like,
I go,
no,
oh my God, dude, and I go, oh, 1 second, and I just turn around and pull it out of my, you know, off my pocket hook, and I just throw it in the trash can, and I walk back, and he just waves me again, and I was like, please don't go look in that trash can, and he didn't.
Here's the text you sent me. You're like, guess what I had to throw away last second while patting my pockets down before and going through TSA.
Yeah.
And I was just right. I just wrote back, no way.
No fucking way.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And then you didn't respond. You didn't have to.
No, you knew exactly.
I can't believe you did it again. Here we are. We've joked about it how many times?
If you're a man in the Pacific Northwest, the chances you have a... like a pocket knife. So just throwing away a pocket knife.
You're going
knife.
To an airport, which you've already been in trouble twice.
Yeah. Last second thing. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Okay. If that helps you sleep.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm just going to not get another one and just move on with my life, and I'll be a switch.
No, you need to get the fucking Crocodile Dundee size knife now. So
it's not a knife. Where
when you bend over, it's like jab it into your gut. You're like, there's no way that you're going to let it.
Like
again.
It kind of acts as a splint down my thigh.
A little bit.
Okay.
So, like, there's no way. Like, I have mine right now, but it's small enough to where I can maneuver around, you know?
Yeah.
So cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe you need to go back to that size.
No. In this situation, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, oh, shit. Like, I called, like, I ordered an Uber, like, basically while I was packing my backpack.
Do you leave your knife in your pants?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just always hooked onto my pants.
See, you wear the... same pair of pants every day?
No. But if I switch things out, I just grab everything and put it on the bed, and then pants go, and I put it, and I attach everything back to the same pants.
I pop mine off right in the... I put my wallet, house key, and knife in the little thing right at the door.
Maybe I need to take the knife off.
When I leave, I just pop it back in my pants.
So maybe I just need to change my ways.
Yeah.
But it usually just stays on there.
Not maybe.
Like, not crazy for me to wear the same pair of pants 3 days in a row.
No. I pooped in pants yesterday.
Yeah.
And sent you a picture of it. And I washed them in the shower because I had to get in the shower.
You washed them in the shower?
Yeah. So I put them in there with me and washed them with some soap. And then...
I love how we just went from like, you're like, you fucking idiot. Anyway, yesterday I shit my pants. Yeah.
Just nonchalant.
Yeah. He's like, you're so fucking stupid, dude.
Such an idiot.
Anyway, yesterday, so I shit my pants and sent a picture to you about it. And then so I just got the shower and washed my fucking pants and underwear.
Okay. Now I feel like I got to tell the story.
I think you do.
So I was eating pizza, and then it was like, you know, like.
End of story.
I was like, oh, could kind of feel that hot. But, you know,
my. Yeah.
And then I was having lunch with a friend. We don't see each other very often. So I was like, I'll stick it out a little bit longer, chat and stuff. And then I was like, all right, dude, we got to go. And then so I get in the car. And I'm like, whew. And driving home, it's that thing where you're like, you're like lifting your butt off the seat, trying to relieve any sort of pressure. Doing that the entire way home, and then on the stretch to home, it's like, oh, I was like, oh boy, 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 boy. Could feel like some air starting to come out, you know, pulling in the driveway, and it's like I can feel it like starting to like in the cheeks. Like, oh my God, I gotta clench this off. And I get out and like to walk in the house, do the key. And as I'm walking every step, it's going, it's spitting a little bit out. And then I get in there, pull the pants down, sit down, and it's like it was bottled up my butt, so it was like dripping down onto the floor because it was wet. And it dripped all over my underwear and my
floor
my pants. And the floor. Yeah, and the floor.
Yeah, I saw that in the picture.
So then after I sprayed it with the bidet and then got up to wipe it, and it was like it touched my butt with toilet paper and it was just everywhere. I'm like, that's not a wipe option.
Like you could sit down and do an ink blot test?
Yes. Yeah. It was that kind of splatter.
Oh, is that a butterfly?
Yeah. It was like, what kind of psychopath imaging you see in there? Weird enough, it was pizza.
Yeah.
And so then I had to, I was like, I don't want to get this everywhere. So I had to squat down and do the stinky penguin and like lift the pants over the, you know, shoes and everything, get them off. Kind of set those off. Or I threw them into the shower and then took the other clothes off, threw them outside the bathroom, climbed in the shower. And did a rinse off and then like grabbed the pants and did a little scrub like the old school.
I don't know why it was so funny describing when you were walking into the house, it was spitting a little bit out.
It was.
So I just picture like a cowboy with a butthole for a mouth. Ding.
Ding. Ding. Except he was missing the spitter.
But just a butthole mouth on a cowboy. Ding. Some fucking hard-nosed cowboy talking through a butthole. I came here to get your money. Ding. Just butthole mouth. Oh, that's wild.
Butthole cowboy.
Oh man, I almost shit my pants yesterday too. That'd been wild.
Well, I was gonna send you the picture, and then I didn't get around to it. And then you said something about poop, and I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta send you this.
Here, check this out.
Yep.
I didn't even I couldn't even look. Like that was the emergency I was in while I was driving.
And an hour later, you're like, ha ha,
what an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
At least I didn't do that.
Yeah.
At least I didn't shit on my switchblade. Okay, before we get into the show, we do have to show off some amazing fan art sent in by our son, Kiefer. He writes, "Hey, daddies! After you made me piss myself laughing with all the talk of dog babies and dresses, I had to draw out this work of art," he put in quotes, "for not just you guys, not just myself, but the world."
Mm.
Downtown world! I hope y'all love it and spot the two hidden references in the picture. Have great vacations, and keep me having to drive around with an extra pair of pants. Love you guys. Check this out. So if you're watching on the YouTube version, you can see it. But God, how fun is this? So Zach, being the giant he is, has the Scatcast sweatshirt on. I think that's the one little.
I love it.
And his head's blasting out of the top of the cop car.
I didn't realize that he was in the cop car with me. I thought he was standing on the other side.
I just caught it with Zach when I was showing him before we recorded.
Those are my knees up to my neck.
Right? I see it now.
And then you're in there and you look like a tiny little baby.
Yeah.
And there's me getting arrested.
In a dress.
In a dress by the cops. And then
probably with a dick in your butt.
And then the police sleeve has a Can You Don't logo on it.
That's well done.
I don't know how we don't make this into a scat card. Sorry. Cards.
Yeah, you can. You just immediately like, how do I make this into
cards?
How do I put this into a pack of cards?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll have to share this on the socials.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Good renderings of
it's
of
just us. It's just really good. Good job, Kiefer. Love that. Love that so
really
much.
Cool, yeah.
All right, let's jump into the show. Let's fucking roll. Fucking do it!
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
This one's a little wordy, but it's a fun one to think about. It's sent in by our son, Zach, not with a Q. That's the producer.
A CK?
A CK, though, which feels a little more rare than a CH.
Mm.
Right? Doesn't it?
Zachary, I think, is a little more rare. People like Zach now with a K.
Really?
They're goofy now. Zach isn't as popular.
I'll take it from a Zach with a Q. I'll take your expertise on this one, my friend. Would you rather have unlimited money, basically a bank account that never emptied, but for every dollar you spend, one person randomly dies? You don't have to do the deed, But if you go out for dinner, spend $100, as soon as you pay, 100 people fall over dead. There's an estimated 8+ billion people, or a little under 157,000 football fields, which I appreciate that conversion. Mm-hmm. On Earth, so the chances that you know one of them aren't great, but they aren't zero. That's true. Or you get 500 million, but every $500 you spend, one person of your choosing gets brutally murdered.
Jesus Christ.
Think like the Toy Box Killer mixed with Albert Fish, mixed with the Kansas City Butcher. As for the one million chosen victims, you have to know on a first name basis, but they don't have to know you. So you have to do like a little research to figure out what's going on here. You do have a small loophole of studying shitty people until you know them all well enough, and then you get to pick them. By the way, that's about the population of Seattle or the entire population of the state of Idaho.
I think what I would do is I would just look up like the Flat Earth Society and just go through all the members or something like that and just be like, yep, you can go. You can go.
James, John, Kelly, Chelsea, Frank.
Just eliminate that.
Just get that out of here.
Yeah.
It's a funny thought. I like that. I mean,
easy. Done. Move on.
I mean, if you choose the first option, by the time you spent like $1 million, you've killed the same amount of people as the second option. So that's one thing to think about. But the legwork, man. Like sitting around when...
That's your day job now.
Yeah. Like thinking about... Like that would fuck with your mind.
Well, you don't have another day job, so what else are you going to do? Because you got all that money.
Yeah.
True.
You don't need to work no more.
I don't know. I feel like I would use that money. I would make it like a part of the podcast. Like we would have a voting.
Everyone, yes. You let someone choose somebody?
Yeah, because every week you're like, hey, like we're gonna spend this much money on advertising. We have to figure out 30 people we're gonna kill.
Yeah, we're gonna kill 30 people.
You let me know.
Yeah, right in your... Everyone nominate a person.
Nominate one person you want to die.
Yeah.
And we're to help us grow the podcast.
I mean, that would help like, so it's not us making the decision.
Mm-hmm. Outsource it.
Yeah.
I mean, it says you have to know them on a first name basis, but that's not hard.
Mm. Go through a phone book.
I mean, I would pick all Zachs with a CH.
Mm, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So I'll make sure we put that in there.
You can go to like a...
Just kidding. You!
Go to a go to a big nursing home or something and get the database and just start offing old people.
Just because your fucking family's not in it? You wouldn't have a hard time sleeping? Just offing on entire...
I don't know. If my bed nursing? Was really soft, it, you know...
What?
Depends on how comfortable my bed is, like, whether I'd be able to sleep or not.
Like, I don't know. I take sleeping pills. I can pass right out.
Yeah, how much melatonin that would buy?
Like, I don't know. I'll be over it when I have $50,000 to spend on dinner the next day.
I'm sure there's a lot of old people out there. I mean, Kevorkian made a living off killing old people, right? Mm-hmm. Because they wanted to die. Yeah. Or not just old people, anybody. Like, anybody that wants to die.
Dr. Death.
That's what I would do. I'd put a post out into the world and say, is there anybody that wants to die? Mm.
And you could sponsor a Super Bowl ad.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, call this number or email this if you want to die. Like, if you're cool with dying.
The commercial?
Yeah.
It's just like...
Do you want to die?
No. Or do you know somebody who should die?
Yeah. Who has...
Mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma and wants to die.
In the end, it's like, we are serious. Do not text this number if you are not serious about killing this person. Paid for by Can You Don't Podcast.
Yeah. I support... Whatever.
We're like, I endorse this message. Just you and I,
yeah,
with fingers, leather gloves on. They're like, yeah, what the fuck did I just watch? I know these guys are serious. Look at their gloves.
I think we should make a real commercial.
For killing people?
No. Oh. Well, no, just a commercial in general like that. And okay, see if we could get anybody, like, see if anybody donates. Then we're like, okay. You weed out the people that, like, these people want to kill somebody.
Man, hitman for hire.com.
Yeah, but that we don't actually kill them.
Yeah.
We just suck the people in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kill them.
So that's the 500 million you get up front. But every $500 is one person. Oh, man. I mean, just based off just living expenses. Let's say, I don't know, like, all we can do is based off of where we live.
I'm sure you can make 500 million work.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Jesus. I was calculating how many people you have to kill per month.
Ah.
I'm sure you can make 500 million work.
It's just not enough.
I don't know, dude. Or you get the
inflation.
Unlimited money. But for every dollar you spend, there's no way. Like, you go buy a brand new Lambo, like a $500,000 Lamborghini, and just knowing that you killed 500,000 people. No way.
I mean, there's, let's be honest, there's...
Money's just not that important to me. So, the first option, I don't even know, I couldn't even do it. That's fucking crazy. Like, there's, I mean...
Well, you kill all the people that die.
It's just random people in the first one, but you have you have unlimited money. So you're just killing and ruining everybody's life every time you buy anything.
If you build a big enough bubble around yourself and don't know the people that are dying and stuff, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, but you still risk it, like, just because you're playing the odds.
You mean your family and friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the first option. But you can spend as much as
depends
you want.
Depends on how much of a psychopath you are.
Just the concept.
Maybe you have an annoying family.
The irony of, like, you spend money, you accidentally kill one of your best friends, and then you kill more people by paying for their funeral.
Yeah, because that would set off a wildfire, right?
Yeah.
People dying.
Yeah. I think I have to go with option two. If those are my only two options, I'll take 500 million, 500 bucks spent. Of course, there's
I'll take 500 million.
You can take a large chunk of the money, right? And you can invest it. So you have to kill some people out the gate. But then just the interest you make off the money you put in.
Fucking loophole Lonnie over here.
That's a real thing, though. Loophole Lonnie?
trying to get around this thing?
Yeah, you can invest a bunch of money. So you're like, okay, well, I'm going to have to kill 2 million people or whatever it is. But if you only spend the interest, then that's kind of a safe play. All the money you make off of that, that's what you get to spend.
I don't know.
It's going to be a slow build, though. You're back to, I don't know, depends on what you get lucky with your investments, but
I'm going to go to 500.
You're still killing people.
So, wait, do we have to pick one of these or can we pick none of them?
Well, that's not how would you rathers work.
Okay.
I have
to murder somebody, right? Like, that's what I'm asking. Like, it's not a choice. So I have to murder somebody. I'm going to go with the second option.
So one person every $500 and you have to figure it out.
Yeah. But the way that I'm going to do it is I'm going to look up a section of people that
Naughties.
Can afford to die.
Wait, can afford
like maybe
to die?
Death row people or something.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe look up some warlords or something first.
Yeah, but there's only so many.
Fair.
I mean, think about
it. How many warlords are there?
There's a lot of henchmen. Come on.
Well, I mean, let's just even go on the upper side and say there's 5,000 warlords.
Five warlords. Yeah. How are there 5,000 warlords?
I'm just going way up.
The leader's the warlord. Everyone below that's the minions, right? There's only so many warlords.
It's a pretty fucked up world, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many countries can actually say that they can go out and cause some war?
Warlords are usually like regional or local.
Yeah. Like, are the higher ups in a gang considered a warlord?
Could be.
Okay.
All right.
But you're also killing them, and like, you don't know how they got there. It's going to fuck with your brain picking that shit out.
You do a lot of bad research.
Like you said, we have to do it, right?
No, you got to pick one or the other.
You got to pick one. So the chances that you kill somebody that's good.
And at least they're higher.
But here's the thing. Like,
$500 isn't much. Every time you pay your rent, you have to kill four people.
Who's to say you get to choose who's naughty or nice?
Yeah. So the Santa Claus is like, I wish it was this way. I wish it was this easy. I got a whole list of fucking naughties. I hate printing this shit out. You know how many sheets of paper for the naughty list? I fucking waste the year.
Just go to a church that everyone believes they're going to heaven.
Well, yeah, and just kill them out.
And just kill them because they're like, you're doing them a favor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're also getting that new fucking Maserati. Fair. All right. Option number two.
And not just like, Christian people. I'm talking about like Muslims, everyone.
Everything.
They're
waiting to go.
They're waiting for their virgins.
Mm-hmm. Right. How many is it? 20-something?
70.
20-some-odd virgins?
20-some-odd virgins. Isn't it 72 or something?
72, yeah.
That is so many.
What? It's so specific. Too.
Why do you need? Is the guy he's writing it down. He's like, I don't know. He's like 65. He's like, I don't think that's enough. He's like 66. And like you go back and look at the original transcript. Mm-hmm. It's just like the whiteout stack mm-hmm. is like half an inch off the paper. He's like 72. He's like, I could fuck it. I feel like I
he's like, how many virgins are one? No, it's not enough. Two?
Two? Nah. Not for me.
All the way to like what? And then
been
someone
there, done that.
Someone came along and just was like, all right, dude, grab the sheet. That's how they got 72.
He's like, what's your favorite number? 72. He's like, 72. All right, period. 72 virgins.
Do a quick Google.
All right, so we're all picking option two, or I'll pick an option two. Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all option two. Let's move off to what are you thinking about? And then Brian's doing his research on how many virgins you can fuck. Roll it!
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Now I'm thinking about how many virgins I've fucked.
That's a lot of mothers-in-law,
too. I think one.
That's a lot of mothers-in-law.
Mm-hmm. 72 virgins, that's 72 mother-in-laws.
Oof. That's a lot of mother-in-laws.
It's a lot of calls, checking in, seeing how things are going. You know?
Could all be nuns, too. You never know.
Ooh. Talk about boring.
Not a lot of virgins these days.
That's so. A lot of boring sex.
Oh, yeah. Here's
missionary position.
I want none of it.
Here's a quick thing.
No one?
We can move on. Really quick thing. Like, I get the idea of wanting to have sex with a virgin because it's pure and all that. But like,
oh, it's fucking so tight, dude.
But like, is it? Fun?
I don't know.
Like, if you're gonna do like,
it's probably more this
72 porn stars.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be fucking hauling puss, you know what I mean,
all the way to heaven,
all the way to fucking Pound Town. Yeah, you want some experience?
And what happens to those virgins after they've had sex?
They're not virgins anymore.
But where do they go?
Back of the line?
No,
I don't
Can't
know.
Be in the line.
I've never been.
Zach, what happens to him? You got to know something.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Does anybody know?
After you plow them, I think you just get to keep plowing them.
They become non-virgins.
Well, no, they're not a virgin anymore.
I understand that. But you get to keep, you still get to have sex with them? Or you get 72 sexes? After you die, you get to have sex 72 times.
That's funny. It's like, oh, is the night tonight? Nah, I don't want to waste it tonight.
I'm literally here for eternity. I'm going to wait. I just had sex last night. I'm going to wait 1 million years and then you're up.
That's a long time to just space out 72 times.
Yeah, the whole time you're dreaming about all that fucking virgin puss.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what are you thinking about? And I've been thinking about this particular topic for a while, but I just went back to a hardware store with Ezra because he wanted to go look at sprinklers. We were having a rough morning. The girls were playing and he felt left out and he was having a little bit of a meltdown. And I was like, okay, what can I do to snap this autistic motherfucker out of this mindset? Right. Because he's just really upset. Everybody's the worst. Everybody doesn't care. No one understands. And he just gets in this thing and you can't get him
out.
The
only thing we'll listen are sprinkler heads.
Only thing he needs to hear is ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And that's going to bring him back to reality, yeah. Right?
Snap back to reality.
So I bring him down to an Ace hardware store. And
Ace is the place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Everyone knows that. And we're down there, and we're walking around. And I just kind of came back to me. And I was like, dude, this would be so fun. Why is there not a single store? I don't care if it's a hardware store or a grocery store or a fucking Joann's fabric store. A thrift, I don't get, whatever store. Why can we not just yell out when you can't, you have to have like someone or set, like a set limit of time when you can't find it. Why can't you just yell out what you're looking for? Like, why can't I be walking around an Ace hardware store and I just walked by the shovels for the third time? And I just go, Jesus fucking Christ, sprinklers! And some guy's like, aisle six!
He's just sitting behind a desk?
Yeah. And you just like, why is that not okay? Like, why do you have to be like, I don't know, let me go find a guy in a red vest. And you wander around, it's an Ace hardware, so there's only so many people working, and you have to go find him, you have to go bug him. Like, why can't I just?
And they're always they're restacking shelves or something. You're bothering them.
Why can't they just keep doing their job? Why can't you just yell out the thing that you need, and then they yell it out back at you? Gorilla tape. Yeah, you're so. I can by the sound of the echo. You're so close. He's like, I know it.
One aisle over.
One aisle over. Bottom left. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You guys sure are helpful, folks.
You guys are so helpful. We know. Do you want to come to my barbecue on Saturday?
I'm already started smoking it.
I'm already started. Where do you live? But it's just like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, think about walking around a big ass box store like Walmart, right? And you're like, Costco. Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're just like, fuck, dude. Flat of tuna. And then someone, maybe they have a crow's nest, like a like an old pirate ship, and they have a megaphone. And they just go,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Why does it do that?
And they hold it.
Why does it make that noise?
They hold it up. They hold it up, and they're just like, aisle 12.
What a useful impression.
Or even, I mean, location of things.
Wait, why does it make that noise?
Because it's feedback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, where is it? Why is it feeding back?
Because it's projecting.
Oh, so it's got the microphone and it's projecting.
It's bouncing back. Yeah.
Yep.
You got it. You're killing it.
Screaming.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh my God. Brian.
I'm so sorry.
Fix it.
I'm so sorry.
Goose head down.
Oh, God. Fuck.
Oh, God. It's everywhere.
Brian just bumped. Where am I? I just fell off and disappeared into the fucking ether.
The abyss.
Oh, man. Brian just, his knee just smashed the arcade table and almost slid it off the table.
Just having so much fun.
Anyway, like, why does it stop at location of items, too? You're like you have a conversation with your wife, your significant other. You're like, God, the only reason I came is because the free samples. You know what time those start? You're at Costco. Like, I don't know. Like, probably around, like, I don't know, 11 o'clock or something. It's like, well, one second. He just turns around. You stand there with the fucking, oh, nice. Good find.
I wonder why Zach was crawling on the ground.
I didn't even see him. He snuck up on me.
I thought his butt was going to be in the shot.
Oh, and he put on two music beds. Oh, no! Are you okay?
God.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Did he just smash his head into the camera? We have to 86 this episode, guys.
Holy shit.
Okay, go look at it. I'll fix it while Brian's talking. We'll figure it out. But, like, why does it stop at... God, that was loud.
That was really... That had to hurt. Are you all right, Zach?
What a disaster.
What a disaster.
Luckily, it hit me in the head, so...
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what you get for being so fucking
so blurry.
It's so bad. Okay, I'll fix it in a second. So, like, why does it stop at that? Like, is he doing, like, Costco samples and shit, right? It's like, I don't know, fucking 11? And you're standing there, you got a loaf of bread and, like, a fucking 12-pack of lasagna. And you're like, what time do the free samples start? And someone's like, 10:30 on Saturdays. 11 on Sundays.
Thank you. Like,
thank you. Fucking told you.
And then he's back. You're welcome.
Weep, weep, weep.
Oh, how do I turn this thing off?
Are they playing like Marco Polo with you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So close. They can see you.
You're like, getting warmer.
Oh, warmer.
You're
getting warm. Colder. Cold. And you're just walking around blindly with your hand out, like looking for nails.
But everyone's looking at you now.
Yeah. You're just like moving your hand around. You're like, okay. You're like, hey, beep, beep, right there. And you're like, God damn it.
I walked right by it
four times.
Yeah.
You're welcome, sir.
And all the shit that it's at Costco where it's like, where can I get a pound of fucking like mayonnaise? Where can I get 18 pounds of mayonnaise? Right. You're like, I need 18 pounds of mayonnaise.
Right.
What aisle's that in?
Mm-hmm.
You do it.
Like, no, I don't need. Like, I don't know.
Aisle six.
Thank you.
Honey, it's an aisle six. You get that. I'll go to the other one and get the cookies.
I'll get the 18 pounds of cookies.
What's all the cookies in?
But I feel like there has to be a time limit set for like when you're allowed to yell out.
Yeah.
Like you have to go give it a chance. But why not?
Well, they already have...
Who the fuck cares?
They already have something there that we could do. So they have that, the phone, that is for employees only. Why can't we walk over there and go grab the phone?
And just be like, hey, it's fucking...
And some guy open an office.
And need a dick there?
Yeah. Hey, I need a man to kiss and hug? You guys seen Amanda?
It's what aisle is Amanda kiss and hug in? Just kidding. I need burritos. Gotcha.
You're probably right. They have the phone.
But you know what I mean? Why not? Like, just especially, I always think of it in a hardware store. When you walk in, the second the automatic door is open, it goes, shh, lumber!
It's like,
tile glue!
Quarter inch screw! Phillips head!
But why not? Like, why the fuck not? Like, what a weird, just, who the fuck cares?
There's an Ace that's just down from our house.
Where the hardware folks are?
Yeah, and I can picture that, the doors opening up, yeah. And there's a guy right at the counter, I walk in, and it's just like,
wheelbarrow! Sod! Weed killer! Like the second, like just in stride. Already mad you have to go back
to
the store.
You walk in, you're like, sod! And you're like, aisle 7, you go grab it, and at that point, you're not even looking for it, though, right? Like, that's what's going to happen. What if one guy's yelling, and then another guy's yelling?
Well, then figure it out.
Who yelled first?
Then help the guy who yelled first. You'd be like, keep it down!
Most useful impression I've ever heard.
Hold on, I'll help you with the pesticides! Sod's in aisle 6! Okay, pesticides in aisle 8! Like, just, why not? Why not?
I think we just...
What a fun store to be in,
well,
too.
But I think we just solved why not, right?
No. Like, no, there's no stores that busy. And people are already scared to yell out shit.
What do you mean no stores are that busy? Have you ever been into a Costco on Saturday?
Well, they can't all yell. But you can section it off.
You have to be in the circle? You walk over to the circle and you're like wait in line to get in the circle. That's what it is.
You have to go to a yelling circle?
Yeah, it's like a yelling circle and there's a line to get in there. You can't find anything. You walk over, you're waiting in line. And they're like, or the guy is like, catch up! And then aisle 7 is like, you're good.
And he just huffs out of there.
And then the next guy, Sims the store, is like, a customer, you grab a number or something.
Catch up! Thank you! And he's like, and he like huffs out of it. This guy's like, mustard! And he goes, follow Chris! Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? Follow the guy that I just asked for ketchup!
Three other people get out of line because they were going to ask for ketchup.
They're like, oh, okay. And he just got a fucking, like a Mamba line down to the ketchup aisle.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Well, I love chaos.
So it's not chaos.
I would love
to. It's just frowned upon. I open a store, allow this option. Let's see what happens.
Anytime, like I'm super jelly that whenever you go somewhere, you always have some crazy ass story. Like nothing ever cool happens to me. I want to be in a place where that shit's just going on and I can just like.
I would go there for that exact reason.
Yeah.
Just to hear the angst in people's voices.
It'd be hilarious.
And you know, it's the 13th time they've come back for some plumbing fixture.
That's the thing. Like they can't find it. They're walking back. Oh, what do you got this time? He's like, nah, I can't find a fucking pledge.
Can't do it. I don't know what to do. Anyway,
I love that.
Someone implement it. Let's move off to some dick.
Okay.
Okay. Let's roll it.
Roll on to some dick. Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick. You smoke?
I do not smoke.
Zach, do you smoke?
Not anymore. Cannabis.
Oh yeah, you're on like the toothpicks and the vape and shit.
Yeah. I like nicotine.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, bro.
He was in.
Woo!
One time he's got these little nicotine toothpicks, had one in his mouth, took that out to take a puff, and then put it back in. It was so funny. I had no idea they were nicotine.
When I stopped chewing, like I do like Zyn now, which is nicotine, but minus the, at least as we know of now, minus the cancer. Zach was the one that introduced me to the toothpick trend.
It's such a cool little thing. It's like,
and they're flavorful.
Yeah,
I never felt much, but it's just the oral fixation part of any sort of addiction.
I'm as addicted
to these as I am was a cigarette.
That's why I can't keep like a nice like a skinny dick out of my mouth.
At least there's no smoke going in your lungs.
Exactly
right.
Yeah. It's not the nicotine that kills. So it's the smoke.
So both of you could go run a marathon.
The vape adds kind of a weird vibe to my lungs, but it's much better than the cigarettes. So,
but legally or technically, you could run a marathon. Not that
legally,
you would.
I could. Yeah,
such a millennial explanation. Like, I don't know, dude. Fucking vapes add a weird vibe to my lungs.
You hack up stuff still, like
still
cigarettes.
Vibing,
but, and you're not a millennial.
But they taste good.
But that was very millennial of you. Okay, so what do you got?
Chinese marathon runner disqualified for chain smoking through entire race.
That's so fucking funny.
Being good enough shape to complete a 26.2-mile marathon at 52 years old is impressive.
It's impressive at fucking 18.
Yeah.
But okay.
But to do so while chain smoking the entire race is downright insane.
Wow.
That's what a man named Uncle Chen did during the marathon in China earlier this year. But apparently all of his effort is for naught. He has been disqualified.
Bullshit.
Reportedly, smoking on the track was the reason for disqualification.
Something tells me that
the people running behind him just like, oh, God.
Fuck.
Fucking choo-choo train.
Fucking just... Uncle Chen.
Oh, I love that, Uncle Chen.
Uncle Chen.
It's performance-enhancing cigarettes.
Yeah, it's like every... It's like every uncle, you know, or everybody has that uncle. They drink too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Uncle Ben. You know Uncle Ben. He's going to...
He's the Chinese version of Uncle Ben.
He's gonna he's gonna crank up Thanksgiving to a new level.
Yeah, he is.
He's gonna stuff more than turkeys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Ah, yeah, ah, yeah.
Which one was the real one? Okay. The Xiamen, I don't know, Marathon Committee issued a statement announcing the disqualification for violating an article in the Marathon Rules and Regulations. Article 2.12, which states uncivilized behavior from runners such as open defecation, smoking, or trampling on flower beds or green spaces that affect the race and the safety of other runners will result in disqualification.
I'm going to come out and say right now that Article 212 of this thing is bullshit.
Why would they lump those things together?
Anything anything that starts with uncivilized behavior, well, that's China. That's China
for
you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, no, not acting the way that
like
we want.
Seems like talking trash should be in there. You know, you're like running, you're like, ha, sucks. Sucks to be a slow little bitch.
Uncle Chen's just fucking running next to the leader, smoking a cigarette. He's like, whew, sucks to not have smokes, fucking nerd.
Fucking dweeb.
Fucking nerd. And he's like, anyway, see at the after party, nerd.
Anyway, see at the finish line.
See at the finish line, I'll be fucking your girlfriend. And then just... like, how hard you're breathing to how fast you have to be smoking. He had to rip through fucking 15 packs of cigarettes.
So, Zach, you used to smoke?
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, what was it? Like, I've never smoked, so, like, what?
You never had a cigarette?
I've never inhaled it. I tried to inhale it, and it just made me throw up, dude.
Okay.
It was gross.
Yeah.
It tastes like chicken nuggets.
I smoked pot before.
Yeah, if you smoke fucking...
But a cigarette, the smoke hit my throat and made me like gag and throw up.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't like it.
I don't like that in there.
Yeah.
You got to work your way through that terrible vibe and then it gets better, I guess.
Yeah, as soon as you're not a pussy, you'll fucking realize my cigarettes are so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was too busy getting pussy.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. I think we're breaking a record for these buttons this week.
But I couldn't, like, I don't know, just when it doesn't seem like... Those two things should be anywhere near each other. And not even just for, like, breaking rules purposes. Mm-hmm. The idea that you could run.
That it's impressive. They should have given him two medals.
Yeah.
Not one. Not one medal. And that, but not even that. Just take it away. And be like, I don't know, man. You ran. Okay.
The Chinese government just busted into his place and like, stole his trophy.
Not only were you smoking. And he's like, yeah, go on.
Yeah.
And he's like, you also ran through a flower bed.
Yeah.
And he's like, God damn it.
That was the kicker.
Fucking knew it. Knew the kicking that daisy was going to be the end of it.
What a weird thing. What was the other thing? It was the flower bed and there was another thing.
Open defecation.
Yeah. Those
just
are
shit.
Like,
so
it's just
different. Because marathon runners, like, they'll shit and piss their pants. They got to keep going. Like, that's like the ultra marathon runners. If you have to shit, you don't stop. You just shit and keep running.
Right. But you should be wearing a diaper, right?
No, I think sometimes they can shit down their leg, yeah.
God, that's so gross. You
like, have a marathon to win, Brian!
Fucking chafing and... Ugh. I shit my pants at home and was grossed out.
I just picture, like, Uncle Chen winning the gold medal. In the he's fucking he just like
they're doing the
he's
national
he's smoking a cigarette he just shitting in flower beds and then ripping a rose out like he's wiping with the roses in the flower bed while smoking cigarettes. He's like, what do you mean?
He's doing all three.
They knock on the door, he opens it up, he goes, you hear about Article 212? yeah I think it's bullshit. He just throws the medal. Throws the medal at him. He's like,
keep your medal, nerd.
Keep your medal. This country fucking sucks, nerd. Just shuts it.
Oh yeah, they show up, knock on the door, opens up. He's like, what took you so long?
What took you so long? Article 212 is bullshit. Anyway, take it out and fuck this country.
Oh, let's see. Is there any more good stuff? Let's see. Uncle Chen crossed the finish line just 5 minutes slower than his 3.28 finish 2 years ago and placed 574th out of more than 1,500 runners this year.
So he's probably, he's not doing great.
There's a picture of him running and lighting another cigarette.
It's motivation for the people behind him to get in front of him.
Sure.
Yeah.
He has been at this for a while, too. Uncle Chen was first photographed during the 2018... marathon, Guangzhou marathon, where he completed in 3 hours and 36 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He competed at the same marathon a year later, finishing minutes better, 3:32.
Dude, Uncle Chen.
He previously had been allowed to compete while keeping up his bad habit, but the Chinese Athletics Association implemented a new rule last year in an effort to promote healthy participation and curb smoking. Dude, maybe he's on
to
something.
Yeah, they were out to get him.
They don't know.
They were out to get him.
Yep. They're acting like it's a bad thing.
Yep.
It's working for him.
It sure is. Sure as shit is. Well, Uncle Chen, fuck yeah, dude. Keep it up. It's your body, your choice. Know what I mean? It's just fucking wild that there's no smoking and no flower bed stuff. I just thought that was funny.
Honestly, like those. That's what gets me the most is like those three things are so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I get it now when you think about those things happen in a race, but like being able to, you do all of those things mm-hmm. and they're so fucking different.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just shitting and stomping and smoking.
It's like, my bad for fucking fertilizing your flower bed.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
He's going to be twice as tall next year.
What? He's going to be twice as tall? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, fertilize him with his shit.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm going to come back next year and stomp the shit out of these.
I was saying something about him being twice as tall. I was like, yeah, probably not.
Twice as short.
Yep, seems about right. All right, let's move off to our next piece of dick here.
Okay.
I'm going to shove this inside you.
Ooh.
I think it's found humor, and someone thought this was a bulletproof plan. Newspapers stolen after a story about rape charges at Colorado police chief's house. Okay. So here you see a picture of just an empty mailbox. I'm not sure if that was in Colorado or just a stock image. Doesn't matter. Nearly all the copies of a small town Colorado newspaper were stolen from newspaper racks on the same day the Ouray County Plain Dealer published a story about charges being filed over rape. Rapes alleged to have occurred had to have occurred at the underage drinking party at a police chief's house while the chief was asleep. The owner of the publisher said on Friday.
That dude can sleep through anything.
Mike Wiggins vowed to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah.
Posting Thursday on X, formerly Twitter.
How long are they going to say that?
If you hope to silence or intimidate us, you failed miserably. We'll find out who did this, and another press run is imminent.
Mm.
The newspaper posted the story on social media and removed its website paywall so people could read about the felony sexual assault charges filed against three men, including a relative of the police chief, for actions that allegedly occurred back on May in 2023.
Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm. Where charges where drugs and alcohol were used, according to court documents. But just the idea that this police chief, or whoever, I'm guessing the police chief was involved, looked at it and was like,
can't let that get out.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna go take all the newspapers.
That's like a villain.
No one will ever be able to read about the rapes in my house.
That's what. That's something of like a villain would do.
Yeah, there's 60 billion workarounds. Like I don't know, maybe that worked
in 1920.
extra, read all about it, and you just go. You're like, give me that, you fucking kid.
Now no one ever is gonna know.
And give me your hat. Yeah. You have a cool hat
and your cigarette.
Give me a newspaper. It's like, he's like, this is perfect. Right after we take all the light bulbs out of their house, no one will be able to read the newspaper. It's the craziest shit. Just like, I have stolen all the paper plates from our rival's pizzeria. They will never be able to serve pizza to anyone ever again.
I've stolen things from a dying industry. Newspapers. Right.
What's going to happen? No one will know about you. I saved you, son. What do you mean? He just opens up the back of his unmarked white van. I took all the newspapers. I told you I'd always have your back, dad. Or son.
Son, yeah.
He's like, thanks, dad. Thanks, Dad. I knew you'd get it. Like, how dumb do you have to be to think that would work?
And then he's like, thanks, Dad. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, wait. Whoa. Shit, dude. Like, just got a Snapchat thing.
Like, fuck, dude. Someone must have access to AOL. Someone must have got one of those free 50-minute CDs, dude. Like, everyone knows.
Oh, shit. Man.
Fuck. What are we going to do about it? Or he's like, I'll enforce the beliefs of my Sky Daddy on all the woman's insides.
Is that coming?
What?
Is that coming?
No, I'm just reading it right now.
Oh.
I'll enforce the beliefs of my Sky Daddy and all the women inside these imaginary lines that we drew on a map. That'll stop them from being so naughty, make my Sky Daddy so happy. It's like, oh, you think they might go somewhere else? Like, sorry, it's a little stab at politics right there.
Where are you going with it?
Outside of these imaginary lines, and the women won't be able to go outside the lines and have the same services. I'll show them and make Sky Daddy so proud.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
It's fucking crazy. He wakes up and he panics. You know, he panicked and he's like, okay, who raped who? Three of you guys raped. You guys are doing drugs? Yeah? You guys, shit. This will be in the paper. Okay. And he's like, in his fucking sweatpants. And he's like, I'm going to get all the newspapers.
He's running around in his slippers and a...
Just like, do-do-do. Like doing like the villain walk.
Yep, yeah. He walks up. He's like,
huh? Huh? And then smashes the glass out and then takes all the newspapers.
I'm curious about that.
About what?
Did it say that he actually like... He said they were robbed or whatever, but did he bust in or did he just... Because you know how you can put a quarter in and like it's kind of like the honor system.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Isn't that how it worked?
Like
you put a quarter in, you just grab one newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like honor system, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever bought a paper in one of those things.
Not quite. I think I have. I think I got a magazine like once, but I was tiny.
But
like
you can just grab them all.
I think so.
You can.
Because it opens up, it's like you pay 25 cents to open a suitcase and then just don't take everything.
Yeah.
So he maybe just paid for them all and he just took them all. Like there's not like.
He left cash in there.
Like if you're going to do that, at least go in there and at least set the fucking newspaper business on fire.
Well, I was going to say, that's what I pictured like when he shows his kid all the newspapers. Mm-hmm. See what I did for you, son?
Mm-hmm.
And then later that night, he's like. A big bonfire in the backyard, and he's throwing like he's out in the field somewhere and like burning all his shit.
Never be able to print this again. There's no way they have this saved everywhere.
Visualize the shot of the flames burning in front of him. Like the camera's focused on his face.
Turn your phone off.
Focused on his face. Yeah. And
God damn it.
And then, and you just see him like,
yes. You are so smart, chief of police. You're the smartest chief of police that's ever worked here.
I take all the newspapers.
And then Batman comes in and saves the day.
Hey, I just thought that was
that's
such a
Gotham
dumb plan.
City, dude. That's fucking Gotham City.
It really
City
is.
Shit.
All right, let's take a look at some petty beef.
So did he get in trouble? Anybody get in trouble?
We're waiting for it to kind of resolve, but I'm guessing, yeah.
I'm patiently waiting.
Me too. I'll read the local paper. People. All
right. Not if he has anything to say about it.
Zach!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In the court.
You are now entering the Petty Beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
So this is kind of a lengthy one.
Okay.
And it's actually a pretty good argument. Well, I'm curious to see where you guys stand on this one. So it's sent in anonymously, which makes sense when once we read the situation. It says, so my in-law side of the family just loves drama. It's always something going on with them and dragging you into it if you try and distance yourself from the drama. Our latest batch of forced drama is what finally broke me from my sister-in-law. From my sister-in-law. Me and my wife have been married for 10 years. Just say a decade!
Mm-hmm.
And since the beginning, I've tried to make my wife...
What if the band 10 Years would have just called themselves Decade?
Yeah, why not, right? I've tried to make my wife make up with her sister for years of childhood issues between them. And this last time is where I finally threw in the towel and just joined my wife on the screw you bus. And to front load this with this detail, my oldest kid is 6 years old, and we made a decision when he was born that myself and my wife want to keep our kids away from social media for as long as possible, even to the point of putting pictures of them online, insert facial recognition software rant, and our entire family knows about that and respects it for the most part. Everyone knows, and then a grandparent will post a picture of them on their page, and a casual reminder of our beliefs is all it takes, and they quickly delete the photo from online. Well, we recently took family photos with the in-laws. A photographer was paid to come for about an hour and just take everyone's photo, my household, and my wife's two other sisters with all their family, and then my parents-in-law. Everyone had little independent photo shoots. And that the end, and at the end, we had a huge family photo with the whole group. Us being more traditional, we just printed off our photos to keep for ourselves. But my sister-in-law posts everyone's photos on their page. So we politely asked her to remove the 3 or 4 that has our kids in them, which was met with the response, what, can I not show off my nephew? And my normal, easygoing attitude quickly changed to, well, how about now I'm telling you to take them down, which was met with her saying things like, well, don't none of you ever show up to another family photo shoot again if you don't want to be on social media. Then some of her cussing at us for being crazy, then the whole family seems to back her up, saying that we are the crazy ones for not wanting pictures of ourselves, but mainly our kids, on Facebook. Both of us have Facebook, but don't really do much other than watch Reels and use Marketplace. Are me and my wife being hard to work with for wanting to keep our kids off social media, or is it her for acting like our wishes are too much to ask?
That is good. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
I have thoughts on that.
Okay.
Not right or wrong, but as a person who puts stuff out there for people,
mm-hmm.
I occasionally, rare occasions, video kids will be in a video and rarely post a photo of my kids on my page. My wife has a, you know, an Instagram or a page where she'll share like family things.
Mm-hmm.
But I try not to do that very much on mine. So I totally get it because you're essentially you're doing it without their permission.
Right.
And everyone sees stuff on social media. So you wanting to hide your kids, I don't think anything's wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's such an interesting thing because then the family doesn't see it as an issue, but I'm having a hard time formulating the thought because I totally support them and I don't think they're being ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's like child bullying. There's all sorts of things that can happen if you get a photo online of a kid.
Yeah, I mean, look at the memes that are famous now. Like some of those kids that are like grown up now, but they were a meme their whole life. That mm-hmm. little girl in the back of the car that's like,
right?
You know, like her entire existence growing up has been a meme that everyone knows.
Right.
So, I mean, that's
it sets you up for identity fraud too, actually.
Well, fuck me. I mean, sure. But I mean, everybody is set up for identity fraud then. Yeah, I don't like, they don't have any fucking money.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of her being like, well, don't show up to any of these things if you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a weird thing with social media where you could be with a group of people and they care more about getting a picture to put up online so everyone can see what you're doing than actually spending time with the people there. So it's already kind of weird. So like having a family photo shoot shouldn't automatically mean this is first place this is going is on social media.
Mm-hmm.
The first thought should be this is a family portrait that we're all going to have for years with all the generations and stuff. It shouldn't mm-hmm. be thought of, oh, I can't wait to put this up on the internet.
Yeah. I have a couple different thoughts about it. One of which is you need to have the conversation up front with even just your family, because you are in today's world, the outlier. Mm-hmm. If you're showing up and you're like, do not post this anywhere. You need to have that conversation when you get to the photo shoot. You can still get them done, but just make sure that they get the photos that they want to without your kids in it or without you, whatever, how far you want to draw the line. And just make sure that's talked about up front. And you can be nice about it. You'd be like, this is... But when she was like, what, show off my nephew? It's like, well, he's not a fucking... It's not a 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sales situation at a fair.
It's not a Holstein cow that you're
yeah.
excited.
You're not. Yeah, we're not carving this thing up for beef. And like assuming people know that is fine, but also just being upfront about it. Then after that, if they do it, then yeah, you just have to figure out what to do. But also like it's a smaller thing, but like bringing the family setting of going there and obviously taking photos is also in some ways similar to going to a public event. Like saying you went out to some sort of parade or whatever, and you're like, hey, can you guys take this picture down? My kids are in it. In that situation, I'm like, no, fuck you. You went to the thing and we posted it online. Sorry you guys are in it, but if this is the lifestyle you guys are living, then you don't get to go to the thing. If you're that worried about it. Like the off chance that you're going to get pictured while you're in public, then that's just the lifestyle that you are deciding to do. You can't ask someone else to be like, oh, this is a really cool picture of like these fire blowers or whatever, fire spitters, whatever they're talking, fire breathers. But your kids are in the background going, oh, it's like, hey, can you take this down? Like, I don't like having my pictures of my kids online. It's like, well, then don't fucking go into public. Like, this is the risk you took by going into public. It's not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And what your family did is not illegal. Them not respecting your wishes, you just have to be more upfront about it and be like, we're taking these photos. Here's this photo with us. And then get out of there and just know that you can have a photo with everybody, but just, it's all about talking up front. And then if they break it, But it sounds like from this email, you guys did not discuss this up front, which results in it getting posted. Her reaction being like, what, I can't show off my nephew is weird. That is super weird. But I'm guessing the rest of the it was just a good photo, right, of the entire family. They could also blur out your faces, but which is also fucking weird.
Weird, yeah.
And there's also the thing of like, how long do you think your kids are going to be unrecognizable by government tracking and technology? You think they already don't know? Like if you think Facebook is the catalyst, like then you're mistaken. Like you're already, if you're existing in the world, you're already tracked. So that's the other part to look at. Like you're being a little naive if you think that they already don't know what your kids look like. Somewhere, like it's already it's already been done. I don't know, Zach. I feel like this is something up your alley.
Well, I do have a friend that kind of tells everybody every single day to blur kids' faces online for various reasons.
Well, what are the reasons?
Some of them are identity theft. I'm not sure how that works.
I'm not sure if they don't have anything. What are you stealing?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay. I'd have to look into that more. But I'm looking at a Huffington Post article and it's mentioning that. But also. Sorry, I dropped my phone.
I was like, damn, is he playing a prank on us? But also the most important thing is...
Fuck, see you guys.
He shuts it off.
Gotta go! No, I mean, there's all sorts of things. Let me pull it up, actually.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves, sorry.
Oh, hey, Brian.
It's... like that's why, like, I don't really have a stance either way on it, because, like you said, it's damn near impossible to avoid, and, like... my wife, she likes to post pictures of the family so friends and family can see what's going on.
I guess the end game is like, what are you doing? Like, what is the point of keeping... because if you think Facebook is the facial recognition meta, like, that's the capital. Like, then you're way off.
Yeah.
Like, that's way... it's way out of there.
There are some people that they...
social media is not the only one.
Right.
They're saying, you know, people just post the picture, but they'll often post information... giving away a lot of different things for the identity theft. But how also cyberbullying. There's all sorts of stuff in here that, if you think about it, yeah, it is kind of... well, what are you going to do? You're in public.
Yeah, kind of. But like a kid this young, 6 years old, blah, blah, like, they're not getting bullied on Facebook. They're not on Facebook.
No, but somebody in their class might be on Facebook.
But what are they getting bullied about?
Just that maybe their parents are dorks, or they look like dorks, or they got dressed up like dorks.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's fine. But also that's like school pictures when you'd hand them out for... your wallet size photo when you're growing up. It's like, here's my terrible school photo. Like, do what you want with it.
Yeah. Like, I'm with you. I don't really know how you protect people against that, but
yeah,
there's quite
a movement on it though.
You gotta live off grid. If you're going to, the people that are like, I don't want the government following me around, but they have an iPhone like that. It's just like, kind of like you were saying, like you've already given up all of that stuff by having that phone and all of that. Like, so it's honestly someone not real. It's thinking one thing, but not realizing they're doing another thing. In this case, it's tough because
the family
can keep your kids. Yeah. You can keep your own kids off social media. Easy.
For a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
unless you're doing Little House on the Prairie type situation where they never leave the house and they never have any friends that have any sort of social anything, and they don't ever get interested to see what their parents are keeping them from. But I mean, and there's also going to be probably some social benefits from keeping them off of it. Like they get away from like being bullied or feeling like they have to do this, and they can work on themselves and develop their skills and not compare themselves to everyone else. That is one thing of keeping yourself off of social media. But if it's just based back to facial recognition,
yeah.
It's like they already know what your kids look like, unless you live in the middle of nowhere and don't talk to anybody. Like, if you do you take photos of your kids? Like, you think those are just hanging out on your phone? Like, how deep does your... I don't want to call it a conspiracy because it's not really. Like, how deep does that go? Like, if you have photos, those photos are going somewhere. Like, you think it's on your local hard drive, but like, you know what I mean?
Cloud.
Exactly. Like, there's so much that you can always worry about. I don't agree with the family being dicks and being like, what, I can't show up? That's a weird line. That's a weird line to say. And fuck your sister-in-law for doing that. But
you know what it sounds like, honestly? It just sounds like difference of take this, take politics, take anything.
Take religion, take any sort of stance on anything
There's a dynamic that there are already... to me, it seems like there already are issues. And so when they say we don't want this, the family's like, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. Here they are again. It's like, it's, you know, like if the kid that moves away from a conservative family and comes back and is the liberal guy, and he says, like, the family can talk about something, and then you say, like, that's not cool to talk about. And then it's like, oh, goes off to college, comes, you know, like, yeah. it's you, now you're the asshole in the mm-hmm. family because you went out and did something different. That's what it sounds like to me, but I don't.
Yeah, you can have your own moral beliefs, but if you meet up with people that don't have the same ones, you can't expect them to have them.
Yeah, too. And it's like, we're all fine with this. Why can't you be on board with it too?
You're right.
So that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, conversation. Sounds like a conversation up front.
Yeah, the only way you're going to do that is show up to the photo shoot and say, here's take all this. Here's the one that we keep for us.
Right.
And if you want one for social media, just I'm going to take my kids out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll take another one. That's the one you can post.
Yeah.
But then you're still going to get like, well, it's not our whole family.
It's like, yeah, well.
Who cares? The people that.
They're there in spirit.
The people that matter or the people that are going to see this photo were at the photo shoot.
And they can still get the photo. Just don't post it.
Yeah.
But you just got to be more upfront about it. All right, let's move on to some good news for this week. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Zach. Fucking yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah. So I'll make sure to get another one of these in.
All right. Hungover customer brings heaps of business to struggling Alberta fish and chip shop.
This
sounds sexy.
Sounds saucy.
Lineups out the door at Whitby's Fish and Chips in Lethbridge are glowing Facebook. Jesus. After glowing Facebook review.
Nice.
We know where Lethbridge is because they're in the hockey, our mm-hmm. WHL league.
Right.
Up until a few days ago, business was absolutely terrible at John McMillan's Little Fish and Chips shop in Lethbridge,
Alberta.
Okay.
He dropped his phone too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. dropped a lung. But all that changed after a very hungry and hungover customer walked through his doors. I had a few drinks the night before and I was feeling like some grease, Colin Ross told the Calgary Eye Opener on Friday. He struck up a conversation with a friendly 69-year-old with the 69-year-old owner who fixed him a 3-piece halibut on a bed of fries.
Fuck yeah,
sounds really good. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Ross devoured his meal and his hangover began to dull. As clarity set in, he realized the shop was empty. I just seen a really good establishment with really good food that deserved a lineup through the door. He told the owner he was going to help him. He says, I've got 2,000 friends on Facebook, said McMillan, who didn't really know what that meant because he's not this is the guy that doesn't want his family posting. Yeah. He's like, because he's not into a lot of computer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lineups out the door. Ross's glowing review of Whitby's Fish and Chips on a Facebook page had more than 8,000 shares and brought hundreds of new customers through the door. Yay. Our business has just gone right through the roof to the point where you've got people waiting an hour and a half to an hour and three quarters for their dinner,
wow.
McMillan said. The owner has had to quickly recruit family and friends to come help him out, so he's not complaining. Mm-hmm. Calgary had their food. Fort McMurray had their fire and Little Fish and Chip shop in Lethbridge and had its... What the fuck did I just read?
I don't know.
Calgary had its flood.
Calgary had its fire.
I said flood.
No, then...
Oh, Calgary had their flood.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Fort McMurray...
Oh, my God.
You do it.
Calgary had their flood, Fort McMurray had their fire, and a Little Fish and Chip shop in Lethbridge had its problem.
The people of Alberta just came together. This is the greatest province and the greatest country, he said. Just goes,
oh my God.
Just so good to live here. That was hard.
I love, it sounded like you were hungover.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, I don't know.
Can we be real
words.
For a second?
What?
Maybe the food was probably delicious,
mm-hmm.
but that mm-hmm. hungover where it magically disappears, like that's just what greasy food does.
But the idea of just this hungover dude being like, I don't know, he's probably the best fish and chips I've ever had.
The best thing ever.
And he's like, anyway, he was talking to some old guy. He's like, I'm going to post about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna vlog about it on Facebook. What?
I'm going to be like, this is really good. And we'll see what happens. And just throw it out there. And then it's just
hundreds of people show up.
Yeah. That's really
tell
fun.
Him fucking Darnell. What's this guy's name?
What?
I was going to say, tell him so-and-so sent you.
Colin Ross?
Yeah. Is that his name?
Did you say Darnell?
I didn't know a name. Darnell was the first name that came to my mind. Yeah, Colin. Colin!
Dude!
Oh, dude, like, this is the best food
ever. These fish and chips like, are fucking...
hungover or whatever.
It's fucking sick, dude. Like, the only thing I see being a problem or whatever is, like, no one's in here and shit, so...
So, like, it's gonna be hard to, like, stay open and stuff?
Hoping if you guys just keep doing this with no one in here or whatever.
I'm gonna go home and like
talk about it.
Look, I'll talk about it.
I'll tell
bit.
My roommates or whatever, but like fucking.
And the guy's like, sure, yeah, sure.
Yeah, thing, just dude. Get out of here. I know about computers. He's like, yeah.
200 people show up. Just a bunch of fucking Collins.
Yeah.
We heard this is like the best food or whatever.
Fucking fish and chips. I'll have the fucking. I'll have the fish and fucking chips.
Give me the fish and fucking. Chips
or whatever.
Let me get
fucking chips and fish or whatever. My buddy fucking Colin said it was good. So just fucking
Trevor
and Colin, dude. Okay, let's head off. I'm excited to show you.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What is we found on the internet this week?
Okay,
because fucking get ready to jam, baby.
Fuck.
Zach, fuck.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! So our son Brandon found a hidden gem. And then I did a little more digging after what he sent in, and I found my favorite. Okay. So we'll take a little peek at both of these here. But it says, sup, dweebs?
Yeah, fucking dude.
I found this the other day, and it had one view. I shared it to some people, and now it has like 20. It's physically painful, and I'd like to submit it for the worst unironic song ever.
Dude, that shit went viral.
It's so, 20 you know, views. Being a musician, I know that there's a website, that a very popular website that a lot of musicians use. To have their music uploaded to streaming services and then also get physical CDs made. And it's called CD Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Based out of Portland. But everything that gets sent into them, they upload to their YouTube channel. So some sort of automatic system where every file from anybody who wants to make a CD, and I mean anybody who's like, I need to get this pressed.
Dude, this has got... People have to hear this.
Have to hear this. And they have it uploaded to their thing. And there's a lot of them that have like 0 to 1 view. So he said, I found it. It had one view. That was you, Brandon. So no one else was seeking this out. And this particular song, and we'll listen to a little bit of it. And it's mixed terribly. It's going to sound like shit.
Last Moretta album?
And then I was like, what else is on this album? And I started taking a look, and I'll play that next.
Okay.
But this song is called... It's called, hold on 1 second, I'm going to find it. Oh, it's called I'm Going to Fuck You.
What the fuck?
The speakers, I'm not blowing them out. This is just the way it sounds, baby. Okay, so you get the idea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I mean, wow. What I get is that it would actually be a pretty good song if it was mixed a little bit better.
Yeah, sure. And that's maybe what you're thinking about. This song is called Sex on Me.
Okay.
And I want to play you the whole thing because it's 6 minutes long. Oh. I don't think we're going to have time. But, oh my God.
Sex on me. Sex on me. Sex on me. Sex on me. Come on, pretty baby. Sex on me, come on. Sex on me, baby. Baby. Sex on me. Sex on me, sex on me. Come on. It's just sex on me. It's just sex on me. Sex on me.
Sex on me. Sex on me. Just wait for the verses.
Come on. Come on. I got the feeling that you want to do this, baby. I can
There's a drum fill coming up that I need to show you. I almost died when this, like, is, it's...
At least we know he's not using auto-tune.
It's obviously, like, a drum machine, which is funny because the picture of the album is him on a drum set.
Mm-hmm.
But just...
And is that him?
I don't know. I have no idea. Just listen to this drum fill. Oh, let me make sure this is right. Well, let me... Okay, yeah, this is right. Ready? I was sitting back in the Zach cave writing the script and I almost fucking died. Okay, here we go. To be caressing your body to show
I care. Oh my god. Jesus
Christ. Sex on me, come on. Sorry, I'm sorry if you guys hate this. Of course you hate it. Oh, hell yeah, Kim was getting ready.
Sounds like somebody's trying to get in the house.
Yeah, what the fuck? Just out of tempo, just... Like, how many toms do you have?
Was it 27 views now? Something like that?
Was this one? This particular one? Well, Sex on Me?
The first one
Sex on Me has 4 views.
This, yeah, the other one had 27 now.
26 of them are Brandon. There's no way. The guy who sent it in. Yeah, let me see what I'm Gonna Fuck You has. I'm just going to go ahead and mute it. Just want to hear that. Yeah, 27. 11 months ago. So things are going well.
Yeah, things are moving. We're in the right direction.
Artist is Joseph Morrow. And again, not smashing them. Like, you gotta chase your dreams, mm-hmm. and make music, but you have to be prepared for the feedback. Okay.
Yeah, you put your art out there.
You put it out there, dude. Sex on me, sex.
I mean, it's
sex
catchy.
Sex on me, sex on me, down and on, baby. Sex on me.
Look at us singing.
Come on and pay.
Come all over me.
Come all over me. Sex.
www.com.
The number of just sex, mm-hmm. that happens in the background, mm-hmm. killed me. You better have an appetite.
Cause you taste so good.
Cause you taste so good. Damn good to me.
Ooh.
Oh, sex on me. Sex on me. Sex on me. Come on, baby. Sex. Liz, I hope he came. All right, let's hear from some of our kids. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to poop.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
or I'm clenching butthole.
You got the poop poop?
I just said that, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No, it's like feels like yesterday. Nice. All right, first email's coming from our son, Jordan.
Writes,
hey, big daddies.
Hey, Jordan.
I was listening to Toilet Paper, Tool Bag, Piano, Piss Goose.
Zach! What?
Said something to the extent of how vulnerable you must feel. That is such a stupid word. I hate saying it. Vulnerable. You must feel asking for TP.
That's the word you hate saying?
Well, it's just vulnerable. It's awkward.
Yeah.
Just I feel like, really vulnerable when I'm saying it.
You're, man, what's the other one? Nah, never mind. I'll think of it.
The. Well, I was at basic training and their stalls lined up. Eight stalls, give or take. Well, there was one guy who was sent to take a shit and apparently his stall was empty. And instead of yelling to have someone toss him a roll, he went ahead and wiped his ass with his hand. And washed it in the sink.
I've never done a hand wipe. Have you?
No, I was close yesterday.
Just like scooping mud?
Yeah. No.
Oh, man.
I've
the term scooping mud should only be like an excavator.
That's a new urban
scooping
dictionary.
Mud?
Scooping mud.
Yeah. Zach, you ever wiped with your hand?
Nope.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, so this guy just wiped his hand and he's like, I don't know, I'll just wash it in the sink.
Yep. And this same guy, we were standing in formation after chow. I was behind him and felt in a few down. Instead of raising, God damn
dude,
it.
Dude,
I don't know what's going on, dude.
I don't know. You're doing so well.
No, let me finish it. I was behind him and a few down. Instead of raising his hand to ask the drill sergeant to use the pisser, he just right there in formation pisses right down his leg. Funny shit of all basic. You know, big dick daddies keep honking for all of us.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for all you guys do. Jordan.
Jordan. This guy sounds like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the exact person you'd want to be in basic training with you.
Well, if that guy's...
At the end of the hard end, you're like, God, I wonder what this guy's going to do today.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like, let's say you're in a fucking ditch together. Not a ditch. What am I thinking?
Trench.
Trench.
Foxhole.
Yeah. Foxhole!
Yeah. You're
scooping mud out of a foxhole?
Yeah. I mean, like, he's like, oh, I got to run to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah.
He's going to stay there with you.
Yeah. He's going to do some crazy shit.
You're he's like, hey, hang on once. Let me just shit real quick.
you're like, hey, here's what I need to do. We don't know if anyone's out there. You stand up real quick. Yeah. And this guy's like, yeah, sure. I'll do it while fucking scooping mud.
Dude, rubbing some bullets into feces and then shooting them like back in the revolutionary days or something.
Getting shit in the brains.
Yeah, you get you got shit for brains.
You get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little infection.
Yeah, you don't need an infection if you're getting shot in the fuck.
Did they do that? What? Hold on, Zach. I want to see if you know this. I'm joking about this, but didn't that used to happen?
I don't know. I know they used to tip like traps and stuff with poop, like. Deadfalls and stuff like that. Pitfalls.
I think that they used to dip
bolts and shit
in
and
something, and then when you would shoot, you'd get an infection.
Yeah, they'd do like poison and like stuff like that, but I'm not sure about shit.
I want to. Okay, well, you read that. I'm gonna look it up.
Our second email was sent in anonymously. Must have been one of the many kids that we've had taken from us from CPS. Anyway, they write, "Hello, Papas." I just finished listening to the last episode, Deaf Coyote Mexico Sick Burnouts. And you guys were talking about times you were glad someone else experienced something with you because no one would believe you if you told them. Well, I may have a perfect story. First off, I'm a 16-year-old man. Anyways, me and my friend were at the Northtown Mall in Spokane. You guys have possibly been there. Yeah, I was just there a couple weeks ago. Actually, we went to the little trampoline park in there first time. Well, I forget what it's called. Jump high, Northtown Mall.
Jump Roy High.
Bouncy floor, Northtown Mall. But we went out to one of the carports to mess around. There was one across from the other. The one we were on was three stories tall. He's talking about a parking garage, not a carport. It's probably because he's 16-year-old. Man! As you get older, you're going to know that's not a carport. That's a fucking parking garage! The one we were on was three stories tall. The one across from us was four stories. I know exactly where they're at. We were looking across into the dark, almost empty car garage. Almost empty because we saw one guy get out of his car, take out his phone, and proceed to take multiple dick pics. We could tell because by the way he was holding his pants out and the very apparent flash of his phone facing his junk. We both fucking lose it like any normal person. He then sees us and we start hysterically laughing and got in his car. We booked it back into the mall and still talk about it to this day. And just so you know, we weren't doing drugs or anything. We were just vandalizing. Don't
just
worry.
So you know.
Just so you know, we weren't doing drugs. We were just spray painting dicks in the world's biggest carport. We don't believe in drugs. Anyways, I hope you enjoy my story, Anne. Long shot, but if you could email me a sexy honk honk. Love you guys. Love the show. Keep it up. Amazing. So yeah, I get sent it anonymously. But God, that'd be so funny watching some dude just do a fucking Vogue photo shoot holding his dick out. Like, why is the parking garage at the Northtown Mall the spot where you're like, I need a sick backdrop?
Maybe he just got to the mall and ready to do some shopping. She's like, hey, about to flick my bean. Can you send me a quick dick pic?
Can you send me a pic of that fucking engorged bean?
Yeah.
When you get a chance? That long clit. And that's what a penis is, am I right? It's just a super long clit.
Is it?
Prove me wrong.
Can you pee out of your clit?
What?
Is that where the urethra goes?
The tubes end up in different spots.
Mm.
It's like you have to rework the plumbing, right? Like God reworks the plumbing and it's like, okay, you're peeing down here. But at the start, have you ever
God's
seen like
a terrible plumber?
Have you ever seen like a big clit that looks like a wiener?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
China.
That's right. That's where I came from. China. Oh, the porn star.
Yeah. Well, no, but the wrestler.
Oh, her too.
The eighth wonder of the world. Ninth wonder of the world.
That is wild when you see a big ass clip that looks like a little wiener.
Mm.
What a world. All right. How about that? Become part of the
gaggle.
You
learn something every day.
Anyway, that's the episode we should have deleted. Should have 86'd
it.
Sign up, support us on Patreon. It is the number one way you can support us. Patreon.com/canyoudon'tpodcast. You'll find a link in the episode description as well.
www.comealloverme
We should go to GoDaddy.com and buy the domain for www.comealloverme
That has to be taken.
Look it up.
I'm not typing.
Look it up! Okay. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Can You Don't. We've got the video version on YouTube. Just search for Can You Don't Podcast on YouTube. Send stuff into the show. Hey, guys, at canyoudon'tpodcast.com. Reminder, we are going to be out of the studio for 3 straight weeks. So keep sending stuff in. But if we don't reply like right away, Brian's on vacay. I'm on vacay. Rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcast. And then make sure to check out whatever Uncle Zach is up to at scatcast.com. That's scat with a K. And a big thanks to the babysitters that moderate the Facebook page.
Where are you going?
The Can You Don't Playground.
Sorry.
You don't know where I'm going?
No, I was just making conversation.
Hawaii.
Yeah. Mukalale, Kamani, Wanalei.
Hawaii. We're trying to tie in, do some little island hopping now. Head over there a little bit early.
You were like,
do some Maui stuff.
You were like, we got this whole thing planned out. I'm like, that sounds awful.
What?
Oh. Like you're in a place like that and you have things planned.
Well, yeah, because you're going to be in Oahu. So like the Pearl Harbor thing, the Stairway to Heaven, like some waterfalls, golf, like things are planned out while we're there.
Bring a jacket.
Bring a jacket.
Yeah, when you go up the mountain, it's really cold on the top of the mountain.
What? I mean, really cold compared to what?
Compared to like warm?
Dude, we just had negative six here.
It's supposed to be 84.
It's mid 30s right now, and I've been leaving the house in like just a sweatshirt, and it's like, oh, it's nice.
I mean, if it dips down to 64, I mean, Zach, that's fucking warm.
If I'm thinking right, it's the top of the mountain's like 30, 40 degrees.
For the stairway to heaven?
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
No, you're probably right.
I just know that they tell you to bring a jacket.
I'll bring a sweatshirt.
And nobody brings a jacket to Hawaii.
I'll bring one. Okay, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up, all right? Good after the bonus content. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right, just a fact for you.
Okay.
Mixing it up this week. The number of women who were impregnated by Genghis Khan is unknown, right? But is estimated to be in the hundreds or thousands of chicks.
He was just dropping loads everywhere.
That Mr. Dr. Khan fucking impregnated. Research has shown that 0.5% of all males living today are descendants That's from Genghis Khan, which means over 16 million men are his descendants.
That's wild.
Dude, talk about just laying it.
Not worrying about it.
No.
That's what, see, that's what sucks. It's like you go around just flopping your dick and dropping loads.
You're what
like,
is this,
gotta,
the 50s?
You got to worry about shit now.
Mm-hmm. You can just move two blocks away and start a new family.
Plus, were STDs like rampant back then?
No, but pregnancies were.
Yeah, but he didn't care.
No,
obviously. He built an entire army with just illiterate kids.
Illiterate or illegitimate?
I like the illiterate thing.
Like, I like that too.
No, he's not going to learn how to read. That's why I can't read. I'm fucking Genghis Khan.
Genghis?
Yeah, it's Genghis.
It's Genghis.
It's pronounced Genghis.
It is Genghis, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just didn't want to correct you.
I've always thought it was Genghis Khan.
Yeah, that's what most people think.
It's really? A Western thing.
Oh, man.
It's okay, pronounced well. Genghis.
Fuck me! All right, guys, the bonus shit, it's coming right up. If you subscribe to us on Patreon, if not, we will see you guys next week.
Bye!
Bye!